Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have the Plymouth County Register of Deeds, and that is John Buckley. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine. Thanks for having us.
Well, you know, what's happening with the real estate? You know, for months and months, it was like out of control and wild. It looks like things have slowed down a little bit. Is that accurate?
Yes, it's very accurate. Clearly, the rise in interest rates have affected the number of recordings, particularly in mortgages. Deeds are lower by about 14% over last year, but mortgages are down an incredible amount, and they're down 52% compared to last year. And people just aren't refinancing with the high interest rates.
What about there? I looked at the numbers. It looks like there have been a few increases, and the biggest one that I see is the average sales price is up this year from last year.
The average sale price is up 12%. You really haven't seen the impact of the problems of the rising interest rates in terms of people still buying homes at very high values, and that will continue.
And that's a 12% increase. It would be hard to imagine years ago when somebody said the average sales price of a home in Plymouth County would be over $600,000.
Yeah, $610,976, and we have very diverse communities. Obviously, some communities are very wealthy, but that is the average sale price is very significant.
And a couple of other numbers that are on the increase, which are not as as happy, would be foreclosure deeds and foreclosure notices. Those numbers way up.
Well, many people will remember that during COVID there was a moratorium in place. You couldn't record those documents. Deeds have been going up. The numbers are still historically low. There were 9 properties taken back by lenders in the last month. However, the number of foreclosure notices have been steadily creeping up. From September of last year, there were only 25. September of this past month was 48. So that's a significant creeping up of number of notices. And you notice it in some of the newspapers when you watch the foreclosure notices in the back in the legal section of the papers. You can see more of that.
Yes. Now, I know that you also highlight some of America's most significant and earliest documents with the original Plymouth colony. Tell me about the document that you're highlighting this month.
Well, this particular month is a very important one. Clearly, we have talked about wills before. We've talked about the Miles Standish will a couple of times. The colony records have deeds, laws, in wills, in other categories. But this particular month, we're highlighting the will and testament of William Bradford. William Bradford was the second colonial governor that really led the way to the foundation of the colony. And again, wills in those periods were fascinating. They identify every single item that was in his ownership. His wife was named the executrix of the estate. There is a little reference in there that you and I would probably like to see. There were some small books written in his own hand, and you wonder whether he's referencing what later became of Plymouth Plantation, his diary, a story of the original colony. But there are feather beds and muskets and Colts and a whole range of different things all identified in his will, much more specifically than you would see in a will today.
Very fascinating. And again, it's a great program that you have through the Registry of Deeds. And again, that's John Buckley. He's the Plymouth County Register of Deeds. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
All right. Have a great fall, Christine.
You too. Thank you. We'll be